JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we visit the children of Walker's Place of Safety and later a disaster prep tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Parents, how do you think your children feel when they are beaten?
I feel so sad when my mother beats me.
It makes me feel so angry.
I feel embarrassed, and I feel like you just don't care.
It has been proven that coercive parenting is directly linked to the aggression your children are displaying in schools. The National Parenting Support Commission is imploring you, parents, rethink your actions. Stop beating your children.
A message from the National Parenting Support Commission in collaboration with Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for improved safety and security in schools.
Late Monday night into Tuesday morning, the staff at Walker's Place of Safety worked hurriedly to evacuate the over 30 children as the entire facility became engulfed in flames. The devastating reality became clear when the remains of two wards, initially unaccounted for, were discovered, and now all parties are fighting to keep it together as they try to move forward. We visited a church nearby where the children are being temporarily housed, and the youngsters, especially the older girls, are having a difficult time coming to terms with the loss of life and property. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information says counseling and other recovery work have already started, and its officials are working to find a new home for the residents.
We've already identified three homes which we will use to house the children, and they're already in our existing child protection facilities. Clearly what we have started today is to start the counseling sessions with our children to ensure that they're in a state of mind that they can move, and that's very, very important to us. But the plan is to move them today, and we have identified a suitable accommodation.
State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green. The Prime Minister also made a visit to the home earlier Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Child Protection and Family Services Agency has already provided supplies, but is appealing for donations of non-perishable food items, personal care products, school supplies, and clothing. Donations may be made to 40 or 48 Duke Street, downtown Kingston. If you need more information about ways to help, call the agency at 948-2841 or 948-2842.
Vision 2030 Jamaica, the National Development Plan, is the roadmap guiding Jamaica to developed country status. How much do you know about the plans for your country? Visit vision2030.gov.jm to find out more.
The Ministry of National Security has implemented effective policing as part of its national security strategy. Crime is reduced through a partnership with the police for effective policing. Crime reduction in Jamaica requires a strong partnership between the police, the people, and communities. Effective policing, creating a safer environment for all Jamaicans. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
It's now time for a disaster prep tip. A fire can occur at any time. Make sure you know what to do and where to go in the event of an emergency. It's also important to not panic. If you're an adult, make sure all children in the home are accounted for. And if you're a child, heed the instructions of a parent or guardian. Before we go, remember Earthquake Awareness Day in schools happens on Wednesday, January 17. The team from ODPEM will be in Port Royal, and dozens of participating schools will enjoy the activities. Find out if your school will be conducting earthquake drills or any other disaster preparedness activities this week. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.